Welcome, welcome to the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We'll close out our conversation with Catherine of Black Mesa Winery. I see on your website that the farmer's market seems to be pretty popular. Are you still doing that?
Yes, we are. So that's every Friday 3 to 6 through really probably mid-October. Yeah, we get locals. We get tourists, a lot of tourists that just they see the sign and they see the activity and they just pull in. Usually about 100 people that show up to that. Like, yeah, like you said, live music. And they usually, what they'll do is have a little food for that event using all the fresh produce that's there. So anything that is being sold there, they make, you know, calabacitas, for example, with a little rice. So it's this fresh produce that you can buy there as a snack, you know, while you're listening to music.
Well, Jerry, the owner, originally started as the winemaker. Now that he's got some free time, what is he excited about now?
As far as what he's giddy about right now is our hard cider, because we are the only place that does 100% from local apples, and it's 100% apple, crushed apples. So, you know, a lot of these ciders you can find in the store that have, they're made from concentrate. And then they're fermented and then, you know, made into a hard cider. But we actually literally make it just like we would our white wines. And then we use a bright take to carbonate it just like you would a beer. And quite recently, we've been working with local hops. So we're fermenting the hops and then adding the flavor into our dry hop cider. So it's kind of, personally, I think it tastes a lot like a hard kombucha. And some people have said, well, it smells a lot like beer, but it's not heavy like beer. So as far as awards and getting giddy about something right now, it's going to be the ciders for Jerry, for sure.
Okay, now that we've covered everybody, let's ask you a personal question. What do you enjoy most about working at Black Mesa Winery?
You know, it's a great product and it's a great group of people. And so it's easy for me to promote it. I really enjoy it. I really like their whole philosophy of supporting local and making unpretentious wines and really having something for, like I said, for every palate and for different recipes and things like that. But the people that I work with are great too, being close-knit. I mean, definitely compared to Napa, where it's huge and corporate and, you know, this is just totally unpretentious area. I mean, people just wear their emotions on their sleeve and they're very relaxed and open and...
All right. If somebody wants to sample some of your wine and check out Jerry's new passion, the cider, how do they get in touch with you?
So website's blackmesawinery.com. Phone number is 505-852-2820. And then our social media accounts are both at Black Mesa Winery. Instagram and Facebook are the same.
Will somebody answer that phone?
It's time, boys and girls, for our listener voicemail.
Hi, y'all. This is Rochelle calling from Nashville, Tennessee. My question to you is, why does wine cost as much as it does?
Nashville, Tennessee. I bet you're a big Dolly Parton fan.
Here you come again.
All right, Rochelle, let's tackle your question. It takes about 1,200 grapes to make a bottle of wine, and table grapes are $2 a pound. Exactly. You can't compare apples to oranges to grapes. There's multiple layers that add to the cost of wine. Let's start off with real estate. You need oceanfront property, per se, to grow a vineyard. Then you factor in the cost of wine equipment. Let's just say you want to use one French oak barrel. That will cost you anywhere from $850 to $3,600 for one barrel. And then once the wine leaves the winery, it's got to go to a distributor. That adds to the markup. Then it goes to the retail store. All of those things factor into the cost of wine. But at the end of the day, when you got your feet up and you're sipping a glass, it's worth it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.